Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Brooklyn Dodgers and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Brooklyn Dodgers, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Eddie Moore. Batting second, the center fielder, Johnny Frederick. Batting third, the right fielder, Babe Herman. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Harvey Hendrick. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Del Bissonette. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Wally Gilbert. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Jack Warner. Batting eighth, the catcher, Hank DeBerry. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bobo Newsom. Pitching for the Brooklyn Dodgers, Bobo Newsom. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Norm McMillan. Batting second, the shortstop, Woody English. Batting third, the second baseman, Rogers Hornsby. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Kiki Kyler. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Riggs Stevenson. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Chick Tolson. Batting eighth, the catcher, Zach Taylor. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Charlie Root. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Charlie Root. And now, play ball. Eddie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stevenson. Moore reaches second base with a double. Johnny Frederick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frederick hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Dodgers. Babe Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Wilson, who is chasing the ball. Herman reaches third base with a triple. Harvey Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Del Bissonette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bissonette strikes out. Two outs. Wally Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Tolson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a fly ball into right field. Herman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English takes first base on ball four. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby takes first base on ball four. English moves to second. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. English scores. Hornsby moves to third. It's 2-1, Dodgers. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler strikes out. Two outs. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Herman. Stevenson reaches second base with a double. Hornsby scores. Wilson moves to third. It's Dodgers, 2, Cubs, 2. Chick Tolson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolson hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Wilson scores. Stevenson scores. It's 4-2, Cubs. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tolson moves to second. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Frederick, who is chasing the ball. Root reaches third base with a triple. Tolson scores. Taylor goes all the way around to score. It's 6-2, Cubs. Doug McWeeny now pitching. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan hits a fly ball into right field. Herman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Dodgers 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Root fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Butch Henlein pinch hits for Hank DeBerry. Butch Henlein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henlein strikes out. Two outs. Doug McWeeny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McWeeny strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Dodgers 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Butch Henlein now catching. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, English hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hornsby is called out on strikes. One out. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Moore fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-1 in the game. Kyler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wilson moves to third. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kyler. The throw from Henlein and he is safe. Kyler steals second. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Stevenson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Dodgers 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Eddie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Moore strikes out. One out. Johnny Frederick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frederick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Frederick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Root fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Babe Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Dodgers 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Chick Tolson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Tolson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Warner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Root strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Dodgers 2. the Dodgers will come to bat. Harvey Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-1 in the game. Hendrick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Del Bissonnette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bissonnette is 0-for-1 in the game. Bissonnette hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kyler. Bissonnette reaches second base with a double. Hendrick moves to third. Wally Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert is 0-for-1 in the game. Gilbert hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Hendrick scores. Bissonnette moves to third. It's 6-3, Cubs. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0-for-1 in the game. Warner hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMillan fields it and tags Bissonnette, for the out. Gilbert moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Butch Henlein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henlein is 0-for-1 in the game. Henlein hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Dodgers 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-2 in the game. McMillan takes first base on ball 4. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. English hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McMillan moves to second. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hornsby strikes out. There goes McMillan. Here's the throw, and he's safe. There goes English. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. McMillan scores. English scores. It's 8-3, Cubs. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Henlein and he is out. Warner applying the tag. Two outs. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Moore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Dodgers 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. Doug McWeeny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McWeeny is 0-for-1 in the game. McWeeny strikes out. One out. Eddie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Frederick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frederick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Frederick hits a ball on the ground towards short. English picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on English. Frederick moves to second. Babe Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Herman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kyler. Herman reaches second base with a double. Frederick scores. It's 8-4, Cubs. Harvey Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hendrick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Dodgers 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Stevenson takes first base on ball 4. Chick Tolson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stevenson. The throw from Henlein and he is safe. Stevenson steals second. Chick Tolson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolson is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Tolson is called out on strikes. 1 out. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Taylor is hit by the pitch. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Root strikes out. 2 outs. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McMillan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stevenson scores. Taylor moves to second. It's 9-4, Cubs. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. English hits a ball on the ground towards short. Warner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Dodgers 4. The Dodgers will come to bat. Del Bissonnette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bissonnette is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bissonnette hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Wally Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gilbert takes first base on ball 4. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0-for-2 in the game. Warner hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Butch Henlein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henlein is 0-for-2 in the game. Henlein hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gilbert moves to second. Rube Bressler pinch hits for Doug McWeeny. Rube Bressler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressler hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Dodgers 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Morrison now pitching. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hornsby hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-4, Cubs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Warner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kyler hits a fly ball into left field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Stevenson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Frederick. Stevenson reaches second base with a double. Chick Tolson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Tolson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stevenson scores. It's 11-4, Cubs. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Taylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tolson moves to second. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Root hits a fly ball into right field. Herman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Dodgers 4. The Dodgers will come to bat. Eddie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Moore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Frederick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frederick is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Frederick hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Herman takes first base on ball 4. Moore moves to second. Harvey Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hendrick hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Bissonnette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bissonnette is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bissonnette hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Dodgers 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. McMillan strikes out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. English hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hornsby hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hendrick. Hornsby reaches second base with a double. English goes all the way around to score. It's 12-4, Cubs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Wilson strikes out. 2 outs. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kyler is hit by the pitch. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Warner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 12, and the Dodgers 4. The Dodgers will come to bat. Wally Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gilbert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0-for-3 in the game. Warner hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Henlein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Taylor for a passed ball. Gilbert moves to second. Butch Henlein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henlein is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Henlein strikes out. Two outs. Billy Real pinch hits for Johnny Morrison. Billy Real is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Real strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 12, and the Dodgers 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Winbelu now pitching. Chick Tolson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolson is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Tolson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Herman. Tolson reaches second base with a double. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Warner misplays the ball. That's an error on Warner. Tolson moves to third. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Root hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gilbert fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. McMillan hits a line drive towards short. Warner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. English takes first base on ball 4. Root moves to second. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Hornsby takes first base on ball 4. Tolson scores. Root moves to third. English moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 13-4, Cubs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gilbert fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 13, and the Dodgers 4. The Dodgers will come to bat. Eddie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Frederick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frederick is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Frederick hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kyler. Frederick reaches second base with a double. Babe Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Frederick moves to third. Two outs. Harvey Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 13, and Brooklyn Dodgers, 4. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.